Sheer Longman, Ian Malik, Fascist Theory. So the Gemara was looking for a makor that mechitza sukkah are asara. The Gemara was looking for a makor that mechitza sukkah are asara. And the Gemara in the beginning wanted to learn it out from Orin veKaporis, Oron Teisha, Kaporis Tefach. Altogether it's 10. There's a raya that mechitza sukkah have to be 10. Mechitzas sukkah have to be 10. Oren tisha, kapoira stefach. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu went down till the kapoiras. So we see that it's different reshuyas. This is Oretz, this is Shomayim. So b'meile, mechitzas sukkah is also asor. Even though we never really understood completely what is the tzushtel, we know for sure that the Ribbono Shel Olam went down till 10. So we know that the reshus of Shomayim is till 10. So we know that Reshus of Shemaim is still 10. Reshus of Oretz is still 10. Shemaim is 5-10. But mainly the Sukkah also has to have Mechitzas Asor. Okay. And there's no Chesber. But as I state in the Gemara, comes the Gemara in Dafei Amud Beis, and the Gemara tells a kasha. Frek the Gemara, Umimai de Chalolo Asoro Bar Mischocho. Maybe the 10 includes also the schach. What is the pshat in the Gemara's kasha? We learn now from Oren veKapoiras that the shiur is 10. We know from Oren veKapoiras that the shiur is 10. The shiur is 10. Maybe the schach also could be inside. What is the pshat in the Gemara's kasha? I understand that the mechitzas have to be 10, but maybe the schach could be included in the 10. Rashi says words as maybe in the Orin the kaporis was inside. Ich weiß nicht. But maybe Rashi means to say I don't have a raya. But what is the Gemara's kasha? I'm asking you the pshat. We learn out that from Oren veKapoiras, we didn't learn that we have to do a sukkah like an Oren, from gold. We learn that Hashem went down till here, so this is a different reshus. This is Shamayim, this is Oretz, Chveis Mish. So sukkah also needs Mechitzas Asorah. This was the Alfusa of the Gemara. Frank the Gemara, but maybe you could stuff in the schach, and you could put the schach inside the shiur. Why it would be a svore that you could put the schach inside the shiur? What is the tzad that you could put the schach inside the shiur? What is the tzad that the schach could go inside the shiur of the 10? We have to understand this. Later, the Marsha says klor that when the Gemara asked this kasha, she meant to ask also on Shabbos. When you have a house in Shabbos, 10 is Rishus HaYochid, the roof could be included in the 10, or the house has to have 10 without a roof. Maybe the roof could be included in the 10 also. As I zog the Marsha, that when the Gemara asked the kasha ve'imi ba'ad ischocho, the question is not only on the sukkah, even on Shabbos. As I zog the Marsha, the one as I state in the Marsha, that the Gemara's kasha is including also Shabbos. The Gemara did not only ask a kasha on sukkah, she asked also a kasha on Shabbos. She asked also a kasha on Shabbos. Enter the Gemara. Elomi Beis Elomi. We learn out from Beis Elomi. V'chsi v'abayis asher bono ha-melech shloim v'shishim ha-amo orgoi. Esrim roch v'shloishim ha-amo kamosoi. V'chsi v'koim ha-sakru v'echad esr ba-amo. V'chein ha-kru v'sheini. V'tanem ma-amo tzinim Beis Elomi kruvim v'shlish ha-abayis emo imdim. Mishkonam v'kruvim v'shlish ha-abayis emo imdim. How high was the Mishkon? Asar amois. V'chsi v'esar amois erich ha-keresh. Kama avel u'shis im pushchi. So it's 60. 10 amos is 60 tvochim. Tlosin kame havi, esrim pusi. A third of it is 20. Dal asore da orin vikapoiris pashlo asore. Vekzivo ya akruvim pirsich nofaim lemalo. Soichichim bechanfeim ala kapoiris. Kare rachmon eschocho lemalo me asore. So what the Gemara answers? We learn it out, it says the Kruvim were Seichachim Bechanfeyim Lemalo. They had the wings over the Oroin, and it's high, the height is 10 Tfachim. While the height is 10 Tfachim from the Kruvim till the Oroin, while the height is 10 Tfachim from the Kruvim till the Oroin. So we see, Vekare Rachmon Eschocho. And it says on the Kruvim, Soichachim Bechanfeyim. So Kare Rachmon Eschocho, the Teire calls the Kruvim Eschocho. So we see that we have a space of 10. So now we want to know how we know the Sukkah is 10. First we said the Orem Kaporos is 10, Hashem went down till 10. So like the Gemara, but maybe the Schach and the roof could be included in the Shir. We see in the Kruvim, Seichachim Bechanfeyim, they put the wings over the Sukkah. So with 10 Tfochim in between the wings and the Sukkah. So the Kari Rachmon Eschocho. What is the Drosha? What is the Drosha? What is the Drosha? What is the Drosha? Seichachim Bechanfeyim, what is the Drosha? We have two ways to understand the Drosha. The Ritva and the Hashlomo and the Rimilu Nil, three Rishonim, they learn Pshat, Kare Rachmon Eschocho, the Teire calls the Kruvim Seichachim Bechanfeyim. They were putting shade over the kapores. They were soichachim bekanfeyem. Kare rachmon eschocho. So we see that for shame schach, you need a space of 10. Kare rachmon eschocho. The kruvim, the knofaim, was soichachim and the kapores. Vekare rachmon eschocho. And the teire called it eschocho. You cannot be called schach if you have a space less from 10. So for the name of schach, you need 10. Ein schach, I will call it a din in the schach. How you could be called schach? You only called schach if you have 10 under you. If not, you're not called schach. So if it says basuka isteishvu, if you don't have 10 under you, you're not basuka isteishvu. If you want to be basuka isteishvu, you need a schach of 10. As I zog the ritva, the rimilunil, and the ashloma, and the kriya seifa. So the answer to the Gemara we learn from Beis Elomim, schach needs to be 10. Leumas them, in Rashi is muchach, that the Gemara is not answering a din and the schocha. She's answering that it says in Beis Elomim that it was over 10. So we see again that a reshus is 10. Before we saw from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he went down and 10. Now we have another place we see that reshus is 10. It says, Soichachim Bechanfeyim, they had a space of 10 under them. You're right, you could say maybe even less. Just punk it was like that. But this is the drosha. That it says Soichachim Bechanfeyim, that place has a shame mokoim. Alme, a shame mokoim needs 10. Again. Lefi de Ritva, it's a drosha that what is called schach if it makes shade over 10. Lefi Rashi, it's not a din that what is called schach if it makes shade over 10. The drosha is that a reshus is 10. And so what if the reshus is 10? So a mechitze has to be in the size of the reshus. So it's again a din in the mechitze. It's not a din in the schach. The mechitze needs to be 10. Just I thought that inside that 10, the roof could be inside the 10. I see from Seichachim Bechanfeyim, you need a halal of 10. Aber to have a shem reshus, you need a halal of 10. If you don't have a halal of 10, you don't have a reshus. Aber it's a din in the mechitze. As I said before, we learned from the Oroin. It's a din in the Oroin. What we learn from the Oroin? We learn from the Oroin that Hashem went down till 10. Hashem went down till 10. So where we see that the Mechitza Sukkah is 10? If the Reshus is 10, the Mechitza has to be 10. The Mechitza has to be 10. Now we learn from Seichachim Bekanfeyim that the Reshus is 10. So the Mechitza has to be 10. The Mechitza has to be 10. While the Mechitza has to be 10, so the Mele Tzedin in the Mechitza, what is the Shiur Mechitza? The Shiur Mechitza is a Mechitza of 10. No Shaykh is to the Shem Schach. No Shaykh is to the Shem Schach. So Lefi the Ritva and the Ashlom Tzedin in the Schach, what is called Schach if it's over 10? Before we learned that the Reshus is 10 from the Oroin, that Hashem came down till 10. Now we say, yeah, but maybe including the roof. From Seichachim we see that you have to have a Reshus. How we know that in Rashi that it's a din in the Mechitze and not a din in the Shem Schach? In Rashi, Dibur HaMasri L'Rab Yudeh. The Gemara asked the Kasha, Lefi Rab Meir, I learned it out, the Oroin was 10, the Kruvim are 10, 20. But Rab Yudeh holds that the Shiurim and the Oroin are different. So Rashi Dibur HaMasri L'Rab Yudeh. The Leimotzi Yolif Mikroi Kol Shiur Mechitze Hilchese Gmirelo Misinai וגמרין את הבוצר מהסורו לבר מסחוכו לב מחיצה היא וגמרין את מהילחסה את הבוצר מהסורו לבר מסחוכו לב מחיצה היא זה לצנן המחיצה לבר מסחוכו זה שתי דין רשי זה לצדין את המחיצה. So we have a klore machleikis. The Ritva learns it's a din in the schach. What is called schach if it's making shade and space of 10? Lefi Rashi, we back in a din in the mechitza. Before we learn that mechitza is 10 from the Oren, that Hashem went down till 10, this is the Reshus. But there it's including the roof. Here we're saying not including the roof. Here we're saying pshat. That the getter is, we see from the schocho that you have to have a space of 10, and this is called a reshus. And Mehemes, the Meiri, and Daf Beis speaks it out. And the Gemara, she'eino gvoyo asoro tfochim, and the Mishnah is posul. Why she'eino gvoyo asoro tfochim is posul? So the Ritva says, the Yalfinim mibeis elomim, shim ein schach al asoro loikoru schach. The Meiri says, Shim ein betoicho yud, lav klumu. It's not a reshus. The reshus needs yud. If not, it's not called a reshus. To have a shame reshus, you need a halal yud. If you don't have a halal yud, you're not called a reshus. So we learn out, Be'etzem, it's similar to what we learned out before from Orin Vekapoires, that a reshus is 10, Bemele Mechitze is 10. Now we're learning, now that the Reshus is 10, the Mechitza is 10 from the Oroin, from the Seichachim Bechanfeyim, that the Reshus is 10. So if we want to Mesakim, Shlav Aleph of the Sugya, I want to come here, we'll see Nafkimina Gdoilo Meoid, we have to boy it ois, Mesuda. Lefi the Ritva, it's a din and the Schach. Masha'engel, Lefi Rashi, the answer is, if the halal is not 10, the mechitzas are not around, surrounding a halal of 10, it's not called good mechitzas. It's not called good mechitzas. We mentioned in Shir already that this Rashi repeats himself with the Ritva and Daf Tezayin. The Gemara says if a person makes a godish, and then he dings inside a sukkah, it's taisa v'lo yimina osri. But if he made a halal tefach, and he put the godish on top of it, so Rashi, so he has already a shem schach. So now he's allowed to dig in to make a sukkah. Frekt Rashi, why it's not possible mitzat taisa v'lo yimina osri? The same thing, if you take a godish and you put him on the floor and you dig a sukkah, it's taisa v'lo yimina osri. So why if it's a halal tefach and you put a sukkah on top of him and it's a halal tefach, you could dig in and make a sukkah? So Rashi, because the schach is a schach already. The tfanis are not good. There's no taisa v'lo yimina osri in tfanis. I don't understand. Lefi the Ritva, it's not emes. Schach is only if it's over 10. It's not a schach. The Teretz is Rashi learns, there's no din, there's no drosha that schach is over 10. Schach, if one tefach with walls, it could be called schach. It's a chisoron and tfanis. There's no psul. These are the words of Rashi. And there's no psul of taisa v'leimin ha'osi in Tfanis. The Ritva brings down the Rashi there, and he says v'Rashi tosu, and he explains a different pshat why it's not called taisa v'leimin ha'osi. A hard pshat. As is like the Ritva. Mikol mekoyim, the machlekes I think b'shlav aleph is a very klor machlekes. Lefi the Ritva, it's a snin and schach. Ma she'ein ken lefi Rashi, it's a din and the mechitze. The mechitze needs to, not the schach. Just I thought the mechitze could cover the place, including the roof. The answer is it cannot include the roof. We learn out from Seichachim, but it's the same kind of droshe that a reshus is ten. And b'meile you need mechitzes for the reshus of the ten. This is the poshta tzursa d'shmais. Now, lefi the poshta tzursa d'shmais, for sure we have the following question. If, how we know in Shabbos, if you have a house and the roof goes in a tefach, that the house is reshus hayochid, the Gemara says it's not reshus hayochid, you have to have a halal asoro inside. Bishnei melefi Rashi, we learn it from the same drosha that we learn in our sugya. Like Tesis said in the beginning of the sugya, we learn for Shabbos like sukkah. He also will learn Shabbos like sukkah. Aber lefi the ritva that's a din in the schach, so l'chura and Shabbos, we have the same kasha, ve'eime be'ad ischocho, and we don't have the answer. And the Gemara asked the kasha, maybe the roof could be included in the shir. The Gemara says, "Beiselomim soichachim bekanfei." Lefi Rashi, the answer is we learn that the reshus is ten from the halal, from under the knafayim of the kruvim. Seder, who adin leShabbos, and asay zok the marsho. The same drosha that is good for sukkah, zok the marsho would be the drosha for Shabbos. But lefi the ritva, it's not a drosha in mechitzas. Lefi the ritva is a special drosha that tzchocha needs ten. But legabi Shabbos is not a din tzchocha. You know, it's not a din tzchocha legabi Shabbos. If it's not a din tzchocha legabi Shabbos, so lechura and Shabbos is no din tzchocha. So lechura and Shabbos, we have the Gemara's kasha on the teretz. Maybe the roof could be mitztarif to the shir. Maybe the roof could be mitztarif to the shir. Veime behad yitzchocha. Aridistin Marsho Be'etzin speaks out, and he says, no, it's not a drosha in Tzchach, it's a din in Mechitzes, and this drosha fits also in Shabbos. But lefi the Ritva HaShlomo and Rimi Lunil and Kiryat Sefer, that they're learning that the answer of the Gemara, it's a din in Tzchach, what is called Tzchach only if it's Gevoya HaSorah, Lechure, and Shabbos, we don't have this answer. So the Teretz is, Be'etzem, the Biur Halacha and Simen Shin Mem Hei says, Seif Tesvov, Ve'ulai, B'Shabbos, Ein Echenami, even if the roof is inside, it's called a Reshus Hayochid. And what the Gemara says, you're not allowed to carry inside, it's Midarabonon. But Midarayse, the roof could be Mitztaref. Midarayse, the roof could be Mitztaref, because there's no drosha lefi the Ritva. Lefi the Ritva, Biur Halacha and Simen Shin Tesvov. Shin Memeis, you've gotten this word. Seif this word. That ain't a chname, if you read what's a din in the sukkah. Mikol makoim, so we'll leave a second the ritva shita. Aber shita's Rashi is that it's a din in the mechitza. Frek the velt akasha, and I don't know the answer. I know it's teres, but I don't know the answer. So why we need the first drosha now? Why it's not enough to say only the second drosha? From Beis Elomim. You see that the halal is asorah, so the reshus is asorah, but mele, you need mechitzas asorah. Why you need the first drosha? Why you need the first drosha? Learn out only from Beis Elomim, the Seichachim Bekanfeyim, that they had the knofayim over the oroin asorah. We learn out from here that the mechitza is asorah. What? Give me an answer. Don't tell me more. Don't tell me more. Show. Give me an answer. What on top of Shusayoch? I know. What, you have an answer? I typed always good asik. We say good asik anyways. I don't need it. We learned good asik the whole time. What I need it? We learned good asik. We learn good asik on top. Amud, the Gemara says it's shusayochid. There's nothing inside. Amud is lefi all the rishoni, maybe lefi the rabban, lefi Reb Chaim, maybe. So why we need a drosha? Why do we need a Rashi? I said the Marsha has the kasha. I'm asking, but it's very shver. What is the answer? Why I need the first Rashi? Why I need the first Rashi? And I don't need bichlal the first Rashi. Even for the Amud, I don't need the first Rashi. I know that Rishus is 10. So I know that Rishus is 10. And what the first Rashi will help me, or also will not help me.
Yeah,
against
the five and poles.
What?
Against the five and
poles. Again, it doesn't help in Shabbos. I know that Rishus is 10. The Fida Ritva, I'm not asking such a kasha. Because the Fida Ritva, we're not learning Rishus. We're learning a din in the Schach. The Fida Ritva is not a kasha. Why? We need to know that Rishus is 10, and that we learn from the first Rosha. How we know that Schach is 10? The second Rosha. But the second Rosha, I know Schach is 10, but I don't know Rishus is 10. So I could make Mechitzes Chamisha and put the Schach in post and put it on top. But the Fida Rishonim. Lefi Rashi, I'm learning that Shir Sukkah is 10. Now I have I learned from Seichachim Bekanfeyim that the Shir is 10. If I'm learning from Seichachim Bekanfeyim that the Shir is 10, so I know that this is the Rishus, so I need Mechitzes for all of the Rishus. Why I need the first Rosh? I anyway don't learn from there. Why I need the first Rosh? Why I need the first Rosh? I know from Seichem Bekanfeyim that Shiur of Rishus is 10. Seichem Bekanfeyim tells me the Shiur of Rishus is 10. I know the Shiur is Rishus of 10. Lefi the Ritva, no, I know that Tzchach is 10. Rishus could be 5. So maybe make Mechitzes 5, put big poles and put Tzchach 10. I need two droshes. One to tell me the Rishus is 10, Hashem didn't go down, and to say, Kar Rachman is Chocha in 10. Lefi the Ritva, I need both droshes. But Lefi Rashi, it's very shver, why I need both droshes? Why I need both droshes, Lefi Rashi? It's very shver. The Marsha has the kash, but I don't understand what he answers. After I know that the Rishus is 10, the Schocha is 10, I know that this is the Shir of the Rishus. So b'mele, I know that I need Mechitzes Asor. So why I need the first Rosh? Why I need the first Rosh? So some say, Eina Chanami, I don't need it. I switched. Nachman, I switched. When I came to the second Roshe, I fell off the first Roshe. I don't need the first Roshe. I fell off the first Roshe. I don't need the first Roshe anymore. After I came to the second Roshe, I fell off the first Roshe. I don't need the first Roshe anymore. Elo, the Gemara says Elo. Zog de Yadovid, you can't say that the Gemara forgot about it. When you learn Eruvin Daf Daled, the Gemara says, from where I know Mechitzes, and she only brings the first Roshe. She doesn't bring down the second Roshe. So the Fida Ritva is not a problem. Legabi Shabbos, it's enough the first Roshe. Second Roshe is only a Roshe and Sukkah. How we know Legabi Shabbos? Maybe we don't know. But the Firashi, the Gemara asked the Kasha, the Eime Be'ad is Chocho. If we say Frek de Yadovi that the Gemara switched, why in Eruvin Daf Daled we have the first Roshe? Now, so in Tesis is Mashma, we stay with it. He says, in the Avdalin Amud Beis, when the Gemara brings a Droshe, or Gabi Shabbos, we also learn from here. Anyway, this Gemara falls off. Why to mention Shabbos? So, move on, the Gemara and Eruvin, that we stay with the first Droshe. So, that. But this is the Tzursa, the Shmaise, lefi the way the Oilam learned it, Bepshuto Yalderech HaMarsho. So Yalderech HaMarsho, the Gemara has the Kasha, Ve'eime Be'ad Ischocho, maybe together with Ischach, the Marsho learns it's a Kasha, Sayan Shabbos, Sayan Tzuke, and the Gemara answered, Beis Eilomim. And we have the Teres, lefi the Ritva, it's a din in the Ischach, lefi Rashi, it's a din in the Mechitza. Like we saw in Daft Zion, Rashi says, there's no din Ischach 10, there's only a din Mechitza 10. And Rashi, Bo'amasri, Rabbi Yudah, it's 10. And our question is, if you have the din of Beis Elomi, why you need the first Roshe? See the Ritva, it's only a Roshe and Sukkah, so I need the first Roshe. How we know Legabi Bais and Shabbos? I don't know, it's a Kasha. But if you Rashi, it's Mamishver, say only the second Roshe. Why are you saying the first Roshe? This is the Tzursa de Shmaise, the way the Welt learns the Tzursa de Shmaise, Lefi Pshuta. Ken Zayn, we could go one more step. And I think this is my stomach. Luli Divrei HaMaharsho, this is the MS. Lulei Ha-Maharsho, this is Emes. The Pshat is Azay. The Gemara asked the Kasha, Ve'eime behadei schocho, it's only a Kasha in Sukkah. It's not a Kasha in Shabbos. And I want to explain. It's not a Kasha in Shabbos. And Eruvin, the Gemara brings the Gemara till here, and she stops. She doesn't has Ve'eime behadei schocho. It's only a Kasha in Sukkah. It's only a Kasha in Sukkah. I think it's the easy way to learn. And why? And I want to explain. Rashi learns, and I think this is the emes, I know that not everyone says it. The Gemara asked the Kasha, from where you know Mechitzas HaSorah? She answered, look in the Oroim, he's 9, the Kapoiris is 10. Hashem went down in the Kapoiris. I want to answer you, ask you. So from where I know that Sukkah needs 10? Hashem came to Beis HaMikdash and he stand at the Kapoiris. So now I know that Sukkah is 10? How we know Sukkah is 10? We know that Hashemayim Shemayim LaHashem starts from 10. So, how we know from here that Sukkah is 10? Rashi learns, Val, this is the Reshus. And this is a separate Reshus. So when Hashem made the same to make a Sukkah is the same Shiur. So it's a Droshe. What is the Droshe? Shiur Mechitza is 10. This is the Droshe. Like Reshus is 10, Sukkah, when Hashem said to build a Sukkah, He also said 10. Maskim? Now I want to ask you a kasha. When a person builds a sukkah and he puts the schach 20 tfochim high and he makes mechitzas 10, it's kasha? Yes. He doesn't have walls till the top. So what? He built kosher walls, the sukkah is kosher. This is the Gemara. Frek the Gemara beseder. So the walls have to be 10. Maybe the schach could be put inside. Why? Reb Chaim explains, I'm asking you a shayla, was it in 7 and 7 in a sukkah? The walls are outside the 7 or inside the 7? What? The word lechoyer, it's enough. Why lechoyer? You don't know. The word lechoyer means, you don't know. I'm asking you, the walls, if Sheva the mashu, the walls are after the mashu, maybe. No, maybe the walls are after the mashu. I'm not asking that question. When the Chazal gave, Reb Chaim was mesupik. You can hear both nodding.
The person has sex and doesn't want to leave.
So again, the shaila is, Reb Chaim explained. You're trying to be a pshitus, Kenzai? Reb Chaim said, when we said 7, the shaila is the walls are included or not. And the sukkah, the schach is a part of the sukkah. The Gemara didn't ask, Ve'eime behade ha-ritzpa. Why the Gemara didn't ask Akasha? Maybe the floor could be full till 5, and there'd be a little sukkah on top. That the Gemara understand that the floor cannot take place in the sukkah. She only thinks the schach that is a part of doing the sukkah could be inside. But only in schach the Gemara had a tzad. Why the Gemara didn't ask, Ve'eimi behadei oretz? Maybe you could lift the floor. The Gemara didn't ask that. She only asked, maybe the schach that is a part of the sukkah could be a part of the shiur of the sukkah. And the Gemara answers, no. We see seichachim bekanfeyim, you need a halal asor. Even in the kruvim, that this was the peula of seichachim, they had to be out of the picture. So the schach also has to be out of the picture. Again, midin mechitze. But the drosha is that even in the kruvim, they have to be, the seichachim of the kruvim, have to be out of the tent. This is the drosha lefi Rashi. Again, din and mechitze. But the kasha was only on sukkah and answering on sukkah. Klapei Shabbos, we never had a kasha. The Ritva learns also the same thing, just a little bit different. We had a raya from the Oroin that the Reshus is 10. So now that we have a drosha that the mechitze is 10, mechitze has to cover the Reshus. If the Reshus is 10, the Mechitza has to cover the Reshus. When you have a Sukkah 20 Tfachim, why 10 is enough? It's not covering the whole Reshus. The Teretz says, Zog the Ritva, good asik. Zog the Ritva, the reason will work because the wall will get till the top. The gather is, the Mechitza is around the Reshus. Again, if Rashi, the Drosha is, the Mechitza is 10. As if Reshus is 10, Mechitza is 10. Sukkah is 20, is enough Mechitza of 10? I had a drosha. Lefi the Ritva, I have to cover the Reshus. If I have to cover the Reshus, I have to make good asik. if I have to cover the reshus, the schach is also covering the reshus. So why he can't be inside? I have to cover the reshus. Shabbos is no din to cover the reshus from on top. Sukkah is a din to cover the reshus. So the same thing, the mechitzas are covering from here, I could put the schach inside. Who said it can't cover the reshus? And on that is a drosha, you're right that it could cover the reshus. But as a din in the schach, that the schach needs to be ten. But either, we're saying this one chiluk, that the kashu was only in sukkah, and the answer is in sukkah. And again, the same achleik is, lefi rashi it's a din in the mechitze, and lefi the ritma it's a din in the schach. So ba'etzem, the teire is the same teire. Lefi the ritma it's a din in the schach, and lefi rashi it's a din in the mechitze. Just the world learned that the kashu was alamol, and them, taka, we don't understand, if the gemara switched. So what happened to the Gemara in Eruvin? What happened till now? The Teretz is the Kasha was only in Sukkah, and the answer is only in Sukkah. Avada lefi the Ritva. Rashi could be it's also, but the Kasha is in Sukkah, and the answer is in Sukkah. This is the Tzus of the Shmaisa. So if someone asks us why a Sukkah needs to be 10, one thing we have to have Tfan is 10. Sukkah. Oren beKapayras. Another din lefi Rashi that is from Drosha we know that the shiur is 10 halal, but again the mechitzas are 10. And lefi the Ritva, the reason you have to have 10 for two reasons: the mechitzas need to be 10, and the schach needs to be 10. And if the schach is not over 10, it's not called the schach. The mechitzas are good mechitzas, but the schach is not a good schach. This is the source of the shmais. So the Welt fragt the Kashe. I know maybe you will argue on the Kashe, but the Lomdim fragt the Kashe. But listen good. You have a Sukkah tent for him high, and the Schach is inside the tent. It's possible, right? A big Sukkah, tent for him height, and the Schach is inside the Sukkah. It's possible, right? In the middle of the Sukkah, you dig a little hole, and there it's Gavoya ten. The Sukkah is kosher or possible? Think good. Sukkah gavoya ten tefachim, a lot of schach. In the middle you dig 10 and you put schach there. I mean, the schach stays in the same place, just in one place it's lower. It's kosher or possible? You dug before you did it. You take a floor, in the middle you have a hole, you make a sukkah 10, in the middle it's 20. It's a normal sukkah. You have a little hole on the floor, you want to sit there, just you put the schach on the sides, and the sides is 10, but in the middle, it's deeper. It's kosher apostle. Is it kosher apostle? What? One second. And a normal sukkah that in the middle is deep 10 and the size is only 3, only 4, only 5, it's kosher apostle. We learn a sukkah that it's apostle. Only betech chkak. It's a gemara that it's apostle. Shalish tfachim, you say lovud. Aber chutzum lovud, it's apostle. It's a gemara. The gemara said, what? But the walls are far away. If you have a whole 10. So if I said that, I don't mean it. Okay? Not that he dug a whole 10. He dug till he got to 10. So does it's possible. Why it's possible? Does the sukkah chak? The walls are too far. I'm asking you, what would be in this case? The sukkah is 10 with the schach. In the middle, it's deep enough. It's kosher or possible, you say? What? Here, lechur, it's totally in Rashi in the Ritva. Lefi the Rashi, it's possible. You're right? I don't have walls. Oh, but lefi the Ritva, I have walls. No, boss. It's a din in the schach. So say, doif and akuma. Say Dave and Akuma till the Schach. Say Dave and Akuma. Why you can't say Dave and Akuma? Why you can't say Dave and Akuma? So here, Be'etzem, so lefi the Ritva, we have a starke kasha. So we have a case that Lemaisa is kosher. We have a case that Lemaisa is kosher. The Sukkah is Gavoya 10. The schach is in 10, and in the middle you have 7 and 7 deeper. So in the middle it's a shame schach. The walls are far away. Say doifen akuma. Lefi Rashi, it's not doifen, it's not around the sukkah. As maybe 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 are not good. The hadith chocho, it's not. We learn now that the shiur of halal is 10. Rashi says, because it's not a wall, it's a tree. It's a tree. Only 10 is a wall. No, the Deifen Akuma is the Chakak, the walls on the side of three Tvachim. Not 10. They're 10 with the Schach. Schach is not Memaid in the Deifen. Schach is not Memaid in the Deifen. What? Lefi Rashi, when the Gemara says ve'ein mebehad ischocha, and the Gemara answers that we learn that the shiur is 10, so we learn that the schach is memayit, and mechitzas have to be on the shiur of 10. If not, they're not called mechitzas. As is what Rashi. Rashi v'amaser l'Rab Yudah, Rab Yudah not chalik in Rab Meir. Halacha mishmesina tells me exactly what Rab Meir knows from Medrashe, that is lav mechitzas. Rashi says it to Amasa Rabbi Yude that if the schach is inside, it's not called a mechitza. If it's not called a mechitza, yeah, this is what Rashi means. The male, if it's not called a mechitza, you can't say Deifen Akuma. It's not a mechitza. The male, you can't say Deifen Akuma. Masha'ein kein lefi de ritvo, it is a mechitza. Even in Sukkah it's a mechitza. Af Shabbos. Even in Sukkah it's a mechitza. But what? Even if it's a mechitza in Sukkah, is a din in the schach. And even if it's metal in the side, you say Deifen Akuma, right? So it's a possible schach, but you could say Deifen Akuma. Fakert. It's a Deifen. Make Deifen Akuma. Say Deifen Akuma. So l'chur, we have an afkimina ledine. Ritvo, ashlome, rimilunil, and kiryat sefer, it will be kosher. And l'fi rashi, it will be posul. Klo? Avin, I'm asking? So Amoritz asked me, Amoritz asked me, no, so I have sharei nechanami, so what? I see you found an afkimina, what you're so busy with. So you freak me, Amoritz. I want you to answer the kash of the Amoritz. Find the Amoritz. So you found the shayin of kemina. You say the pshat and Rashi. Such a sukkah. No, avu shtei does nish. Avu shtei does yo. Avu shtei does yo. Avu shtei does nish. Well, you found enough kemina. No, answer. Answer. If you don't answer, you become the Amoritz. The same thing. If you can't answer this question, what? Answer. You're a portion of Kamina. It's a portion of Kamina. What? No, I got bichkak because it's not 10 there. Aba bichai gavim to be kosher. So we say the shein of Kamina. If I do Amoritz, what is the shein of Kamina? So you could say that it can be a such an afkimina because the Gemara says later hilchas lemayosi. If you learn out from a drasha, what do you do in the halacha lemayosi misinai? Say you need the halacha lemayosi misinai to tell me that this is also possible. Hello, I'm not calling my Amoritz because of that. We are the kasha. What is the afkimina in all of this sugya? Teipugli mitzad diros rucho. Teipugli mitzad diros rucho. The sugya is possible mitzad diros rucho. Why you have to come to all of these drushes? Teipugle mitzad diros rucho. Kneshua, uchlaner, rabgiveiger. And the best answer was, chutz in the lomdes that we said, that we have enough kemine. Mitzad diros rucho could be a case that it's kosher. Mechitzas asoro, the schach is inside. And then in the middle you have 7. If it's mitzad diros rucho, you could say Deifen Akuma. Now that it's not a wall, you cannot say Deifen Akuma. This was the good answer we answered on Diros Rucho. Again, we're asking a kasha. Forget about the sugi now. Teipugle mitzad Diros Rucho. What? You need a drosh? Abaye said in Daftar and Amud Aleph, if it's not Govaya Asor, it's a Diros Rucho. Before the longness that we said that Diros Rucho was Nischadish only after our sugi. But we answered, what could be Pnei Yeshua, Ochlaner, Rab Giveiger? We said, could be enough Kamina. If you have a sugi that is 10, and the schach then is less than 10 because the schach is inside, and then in the middle it's 10. If it's possible mitzad is not a mechitza, you can't say Deifen Akuma. If it's only possible mitzad diros rucho, you could say Deifen Akuma. So we have a nafkemina. So lechure, if the nafkemina of the sugya is in such a case that if you could say Deifen Akuma, you cannot say Deifen Akuma. So when the Gemara says that it's possible, she means to say that Be'ad is Chocha, it's possible, and you can't say Deifen Akuma. If the case that the Table mitzad diros rucho, you could say Deifen Akuma. Now the Gemara wants that you cannot say Deifen Akuma. If lefi the ritva after the sugya, you could say Daif and Akuma, so we didn't answer Garmish. What? No, no. No. The Diras Rucha is less than 10. Mitzvah is also Diras Rucha, the Gemara says. The Gemara says that, yeah, this is what we asked. And Chalala Asor, it's also the Gemara says that this is Diras Rucha. The Chalal is not 10, it's Diras Rucha. So it's Shait the Gemara, and the Avdara, the Mudara. Before we go weiter, I want one more Hesafe. Ellie, I want more Hesafe. One more Hesafe. It's a stick of mechudesh, but maybe you could say another pshat. The Agos Mamonius and Perek Hei Mehilchis Suke Aloche Tes is mechadesh ha'aloche that the Ramo paskins it la'aloche. You cannot put the schach on before the tfanis. If you put the schach and then you put the tfanis, it's posul mitzataisa veloy min haosri. If you put on the schach and then you put on the tfanis, it's posul mitzataisa veloy min haosri. We get a lot of places that big sukkahs. They put them on the yeshiva, they had ones. The workers put on the schach, but they didn't put on the walls yet. So it became posul mitzataisa veloy min haosri. If you put on the schach before the walls, it's possible it's a taisa v'lo yimina osu. But, as I pass on the halacha, zog de ramo, but if you make a tefach around it, and you put the schach, and then you finish the walls, it's okay. Again, if you put the schach, and then you build the walls, it's possible. But if you have a frame of a tefach, and you put the schach, and then you put the walls after, and yeah, you put a frame of a tefach around it, you put the schach, and then you put the walls, it's okay. Oh, but less than that is possible. Tov reish lamedei, the last, ein lasis haschach koinim shiyase atfanes. Im oso tefach somuch laschach, mutar lesachach koinim shiyase shar atfanes. Kmoi bechoitet begodish. Mishnebura learns that it's me'akev b'diyevet. If a person put the schach before the walls, Taisa Blemina also, he has the kasha the whole sukkah again. But if you put a frame of the tefach, it's kasha. As if you chayit it begodish, was a frame of a tefach, and you put a schach. Shteid in chayit it begodish, then with a frame of a tefach, it's good. As I zog the Agos Mamonius. So the Agos Mamonius paskins that you're not allowed to put the schach before the walls. But if you have a frame of a tefach, then it's good. What is the mokel from the Agos Mamonius? Where he found such a chiddush? That you're not allowed to put the schach before the walls, but if you have a frame, it's good. Zog the Agos Mamonius, his mokel is from the sugi of chayit begodish. State that if there's no halal, it's taisa v'leim in ha'osui. Only if it's a halal tefach, it's good. So the Agos Mamonius paskins schach before walls is posul, only if it's a frame of a tefach like choytet begodish. Klo? Teisus Rabbeinu Peretz and Daftes Vov says you're allowed to put the schach before the tfanis. Kedemuchach bechoytet begodish. Again, Agos Mamonius says you're not allowed to, only if you have a frame of a tefach. And Rabbeinu Peretz says you're allowed to. Who you think is right? Both of them bring raya from the same gemara. Hachoytet begodish is possible. If you left the tefach and then you put it, it's good. So the Agos Mamonius, you see, you can't put the schach before the walls. Only if you have a frame of a tefach. So Rabbeinu Peretz, I don't understand what you want. I see in that gemara you're allowed to put the schach before the walls. Dreitzach nishtekot. Punkt verkehrt. So the same Gemara, the Agos Mamonius says it's muchach in this Gemara that you're not allowed to put schach before walls. If you put schach before walls, it's possible. Only if you have a frame of a tefach. Rabbeinu Peretz says, punkt verkehrt. from this Gemara is muchach, you're allowed to put tzchach before the walls. How it could be the Zalba Gemara? The Zalba Gemara. I think the machleikis here is the machleikis Rashi and the Ritva. The Agos Mamonius learn like Rashi. That if you learn like Rashi, what is the shiur of schach? There's no shiur of schach. The tfanis anyway are not good. So why you need a halal tefach? Why you need a halal tefach? So Rashi says in Daf Zayin, if you make a halal tefach, it's called schach. How it's called schach? A little schach. You're right, it's missing in the shiur tfanis. But it's a shiur schach. But less from that, it's not a shiur schach. So I see from there that you need at least a frame of a tefach to be a shem schach. So Paskin Dagois Mamoinius, you have to have a frame of tefach to have a shem schach. Rabbeinu Peretz says in Shulding, till 10 you don't have a shem schach. Till 10 you don't have a shem schach. You only have a shem schach if you have 10. So what is this tefach? So what is the tefach? Shem schach you only have by 10. So why you need to have a halal tefach? On them it's not called that you put it l'shem tzel. So why you will need a wall of tefach? What the wall will add? Again, Agos Mamonius and Rashi learned that in Godish you have to make the schach. Taisav lomina also in the walls is not a problem. How you make the schach to be a schach? If you build a little sukkah of a tefach, it's called that you build the schach to be a schach. So they learned like, do you have to have a doifen tefach? You have to have a doifen tefach to have the shem schach. Then you do tfanis. Rabbeinu Peretz learns like the Ritva, it doesn't have a shem schach after a tefach. So anyway, you're not getting the shem schach. No, but you have to put it l'shem tzel. If there's no halal tefach, it's not called l'shem tzel. Oh, but there's no reason to have a doifen of tefach. The doifen of tefach is not male v'moiri. The doifen of tefach is not male v'moiri. So while the doifen of tefach is not male v'moiri, but mainly, there's no reason to have a halal tefach. Say, on them, it's mamash apella. What could be the machlekes? Let me send the Gemara weiter. Zog the Gemara. Shiurim day reise. How you could tell me that shiurim is alochel amoshim isinai? Shiurim day reise ninu. Dechsiv eretz chito usairo vegefen teino verimoy. Eretz zei shemen v'dvash. Ve'omar Rav Chonon kol haposuk hazeh l'shiurim ne'emar. How you could say shiurim is alochel amoshe misinai chito lebaisa menuga detnana nichlas lebaisa menuga vekeilo val kseifo vesandolo vetaboiso biyodei areihem hu ve'ent mei miyad. If he walks in and he's holding his keilim, so the same thing, he becomes tome miyad, the keilim become tome miyad. So the bgodim are tofel to the person, so it's not called that the bgodim came in. It's called only that the person came in. When the person comes in, he's tome and he's metame the keilim. Who metame miyad? Vehem toirim at sheishe b'chdei achilas pras. Paschitim v'loipas toirim. Meisev oichel belifton. So of them state Eretz Chito, that you measure the pras, a shir that you can eat a pras chitim, meisi v'oichel beliftan. Rashi says it goes very quick. Chitim, ba'asova, with something else, it goes very quick. The Ritva says, punk faker, chitim is so gishmak, and you meisev, and you have different side dishes, you could eat it for a very long time it takes. Zeh the Ritva learns, punk faker from Rashi. Soiro that nan etzem ke soiro metame be mago be maso. Veinu metame be oyo. Gefen ke dei revitz. Yain le nozi. Teinu ke gugeres lo yitzo ha shabbos. Rimon that nan kol klei ba lebatim shiurim ke rimoinim. Eret zei shemen udvash. Eret she kol shiureo ke zeisi. Kol shiureo sal gedaito. Ho iki hana de amoron. And there's more. Elo eima shiroiv shiureo ke zeisi. So Rashi says, what is roiv shiureo? Mes, nevelo, isu, chaylev, dam, pigul, noizo, tome, gidanoshe. Frek de Rashash, It's a very long the she'inyan. I'm just telling the kasha. Rashi, everything is bad. Why Rashi doesn't say shekol shiurer kezaisim matzo moroir pesach korbanes? Ishmak shekol shiurer kezaisim negative. Why Rashi says don't kol shiurer? Mention one. Rashi here brings down dam. A whole tumult that shitas Rashi that the dam is shiur bekezais, even the dam you drink. Rashi says the shiur is bekezais, and we see from Rashi that the measurement is not the way you eat it. It's a shiur. Shteit lo yisoichlu is a shiur bekezais, even the dam you drink. The Ramban says no, dam you drink the shiur is berevis. But Rashi says chaylev pigul noiso tome gidanoshe feid rashash. Why Rashi doesn't say mitzvahs? We'll see. It could be. I don't want to go into the Torah, but can say that it's choluk be yisoidoi the shir kezais and dvorim haasurim from shir kezais and the mitzvahs. And what you have to eat a kezais isur could be if you don't eat a kezais isur, you didn't eat enough isur. You have to eat that amount. And a mitzvah could be a chiv on the person to make a maise achile, not the chefts of the mitzvah. But we'll go right. Dvash, kikusev esagasa b'yoyim ha-kippurim. Alme day reise ninu. Fredi gemore betisbere shiurim miksive. The Torah written down these things for the shiur. Elo ilchese ninu, vekro asmachte b'alme. Fredi gemore chatzitzin day reise ninu. Tchsive rochatze besori b'mayim, shiyadobor choytzetz b'yne lebein ha-mayim. Mori ki osu ilchese lesaroi. That you're not allowed to have a chatzitza in the sear. So the more the rabbi barchonin, the rabbi barchonin, name achas kshur chitzetz, shloim shem eni chitzetz, shtaim eni yodeh. So the more sorry, namidai raise, nichsiv verochatz es besori b'mayim, es atofel lepsoro, yumayim ninu sorori. More ki isa ilchas elik el rabbi tzchok, the omar rabbi tzchok, dvar toiro rubo yumak bidolov chitzetz, sheino mak bidolov eino chitzetz. וגוזרו על רובי שאינו מקביד משום רובי המקביד ועל מיעוט המקביד משום רובי המקביד וליזו נמי על מיעוט שאינו מקביד משום מיעוט המקביד הנה משום רובי שאינו מקביד יגוף הגזיר אבל אני לא יקום ניזו הגזיר לגזיר. So it's a big מחלקס ראשונים תסיס ישונים ותסיס הראש ביוס. The הלוך אל מוישה מסינה it didn't come to say the הלוך אף חציצה. It came to say the הלוך אף רובי המקביד חויצץ רויב שאינו מקביד אינו חויצץ. What would be without the halacha of Moshe Mitzray? Chatzitz is deraisa, but the halacha of Moshe Mitzray says roi v'amakpid choytzetz. What would be without the halacha of Moshe Mitzray? Teis Yeshonim says without the halacha of Moshe Mitzray, you will have to have the whole body. If the whole body is not covered, it's not called chatzitz. Even if it's not kol abadi, even if it's roiv abadi, it's also chatzitza if he's makbid. Teisarosh says veli nire. Without the gzeras hakosuv shteit verochatz es kol besoroi. All of his body has to be in the water. If it's one little dot, it's already not good. Zokta loch lemoishim misinai. Only if it's roiv, it's not good. So again, lefi the teis yeshonim and Shabbos daf dalet. This Yeshonim learns that without the halacha of Moshe Mitzray, only if the whole body is covered, it's not called that he went to the mikveh. But if it's a roiv, even if it's makbid, it's good. Zog the halacha of Moshe Mitzray that it's not good. Lefi the Teis Arosh punkt vaker. Without the halacha of Moshe Mitzray, even mashu is not good. Zog the halacha of Moshe Mitzray. No, only if it's roiv. How Rashi holds? Like the Yeshonim or like the Ritva? Mefurash Rashi and Hei Amud Beis. Mefurash Rashi and Hei Amud Beis. Not Vav Amud Beis, Hei Amud Beis. No, Raya, Raya, no. No, no. No, no, Raya. Look in Rashi. No, no, so look in Rashi. Raya and Rashi. Steht in Rashi, Chatzitzin shachatzilo poiseles betvilo. Lefidatei Yeshonim, the Aloch Lemoishim Messinai didn't come to say that it's not good. The Aloch Lemoishim Messinai came to say that it is good. That you don't have to have kol guf richatz. That Aloch Lemoishim Messinai came to say. I'm sorry. Lefidatei Sarosh, Lefidatei Sarosh beetsim midiraisu was mashu. So the Aloch Lemoishim Messinai came to say that mashu is not poisel, only ruboy. So doesn't say. And Rashi stated that Lochel Moshe Messina came to say that Chatzitza is not good. Chatzitza is not good. Muchach and Rashi that he learns that the Teis Yeshonim. That Midrei Raisi needed all of the goof to be Chatzitza. Zog the Lochel Moshe Messina, afilu Roy. On Mikol Mokim, the Aloch is that Roiv v'makpid is not good. Roiv v'einoi makpid is good. And mid Rabbonon, even Roy ve'einoi makpid, they were goyza. Otu Roy ve'makpid. And miyuta makpid, they were also goyza. So again, mid Raisa after the Aloch Elamoshe Misinai, Roy ve'makpid is a chatzitze. Roy ve'makpid is a chatzitze. Roy ve'einoi makpid is not a chatzitze. But mid Rabbonon, it's not good. So Reb Chaim Gifrek, if midrei raisa roiva makpid is not good, aber mit rabbanon, midrei raisa is not good. Roiv she'eino makpid, midrei raisa is good. Midrei rabbanon it's not good. So now that lemaisa midrei rabbanon he doesn't have a tvila, so the guy was not yoitza tvila. So he's happy or he's not happy? What? So he's makpid. So every time roiv she'eino makpid becomes makpid. Again, Roiv HaMakpid Midrei Raisa is not Tovu. If it's Roiv Sheine Makpid Midrei Rabbonon is not Yoitze. So not that Rabbonon said that he's not Yoitze. So he doesn't want it, right? So he's back. He's going into the mikveh. He wants to be Tovu. Well, so if a person today is Makpid, so take it. As does Reb Chaim's crash. You want to say Yoitze? But it's already Chidushim. Frek Reb Chaim, Lemaise, after the Rabbonon, Vemele, why I'm saying, Lemosh, the Shine and the Poiskim. If a person is Mesupik, if he had a Roiv or not, yeah? So suffer the Reis or suffer the Rabbonon. That's the Shine. Why is it suffer the Reis, the Rabbonon? So suffer the Reis. And the Tzad that he has a Roiv, he's Makpid. Does the shayla what makpid means? What? Embarrass the people, not makpid for the tefillah? That's the shayla. You want to say chidushin, that makpid doesn't mean because it's tefillah. Makpid means because, stop. Azei Reb Chaim Gifrek. Azei Reb Chaim Gifrek. That's Reb Chaim's kasha. Avada make it. So Avada, this sug is bad, so we could be marich, or be on Seder HaLimud, Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll start with Sha'ilah Shalosh Tfachos.